The second area where we need to discipline ourselves is in the use of money. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, Jesus said, and verse 11, if you are not faithful in the use of unrighteous money. Now, money is not all, if you have earned your money honestly, it's not unrighteous. But you know, Jesus had the habit of comparing one with another. For example, when he said you must hate your father and mother and wife, he doesn't mean actually hate. It means compared to your love for God and Jesus, your love for your earthly relatives must be so small, it's almost like hatred. So what he's saying here is compared to spiritual wealth, even money is unrighteous. That's what he's saying. It doesn't help you to be righteous. And if you're not faithful in the use of money, how will God give you the true riches? So I see here something that if I want the true riches of God that'll make me wealthy for eternity, and the true riches of God are revelation on His Word, partaking of God's nature, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, all these things are dependent on my being very faithful with money. And it's possible when you have very little money, you're very careful. But a godly man is careful even when he has a lot of money. Again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't spend any money on having an ice cream or going for a meal or going for a vacation or going for a picnic. That's not my point. That you have to decide according to the resources God has given you. But think, for example, in this year that you say, Lord, I'm not going to waste money unnecessarily this year. I'm going to be a little more careful with the way I spend money, like I was in the old days. When I had very little, how careful I was. But you have blessed and prospered me, and I have become careless. But now I can carelessly spend. And think what you have lost. Eternal riches. You know, when God gives us more money, did you know that He is testing us to see what you're going to do with it? Are you going to be as faithful as you were in those days when you had hardly anything? I remember the days in CFC in the early days when all of us were really poor. I was the only one who had a scooter from my naval days. No, others didn't even have a scooter. They had cycles or they walked, they came by bus. Not like that now. Does it mean we have become more spiritual? Not necessarily. I'm not saying you don't become spiritual if you buy a car. That's not the point. It's not a question of how much you have. It's a question of whether you're faithful in the use of it. It's a question of whether you unnecessarily waste it on things that are unnecessary. You know, there's something about being frugal and disciplined in the sense that you don't waste, pick up the fragments so that nothing is lost. There's something that God honors there. When He sees that I'm very careful with this thing called money, I feel that God gives us money to test us. I really believe that. I believe in many, many areas in my life, with money, God has tested me. What's going to be your attitude to that? Are you going to be careless? Are you going to waste it? Are you going to be miserly and stingy and think only of yourself? Are you going to get depressed if accidentally you lost something? Dear brothers, this year, let's learn to be a little more disciplined in the use of money. If any of you are in debt, will you please ask the Lord to help you to clear your debt as far as possible? I'm not talking about a house loan or something, which may take a little longer. But I'm talking about, you know, taking a loan for some unnecessary luxury. I remember years ago, I told a young brother when he was getting married, I said, don't get into debt. It's better not to have a grand, you know, feast at your wedding after borrowing money and get into debt. No, I think God will be honored if you have a very simple feast without getting into debt. I think God will honor you. I've seen people, I've seen brothers in our churches who live very simply. They couldn't afford. I remember one wedding I went to in one of our churches where the feast was one Coca-Cola. That's it. I praise God for such brothers. You'll only find them in our churches. And then also, I think of another brother who borrowed and borrowed and had a grand feast, and he was so much in debt he couldn't clear it for years, and finally he left the church. Try your best to live within your income and to save some so that you don't end up having to borrow from somebody in a time of need. Ask God to help you. Lord, this year I'm going to be different. And of course, this requires the cooperation of your wife. I want to encourage all of you sisters, don't waste money buying unnecessary clothes when you already have so much, when you already have so many. We have more than enough to clothe ourselves with. These little things are what has prevented you from becoming a spiritual man or woman. But say, Lord, give me the spirit of discipline in the area of money this year, that I will not waste it. And if you have some saving, think of your children. You can give a better education for your children. Prepare them for life on this earth. Every time you spend, you're taking something away from your children and making it more difficult for them when they grow up. Even from a very earthly standpoint. So, I believe that this wasteful attitude and a careless attitude without any discipline in our spending is the reason we are losing out so much spiritually. This is very practical. God has given us the spirit of discipline. If you are not faithful in the use of unrighteous mammon, who will entrust the true riches to you? Say, Lord, this year, I want true riches. I want a greater revelation in Scripture. I want to learn things Scripture I never knew before. I want to partake of God's nature more this year than I've ever done before. I want to have a greater anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I want to be disciplined. Please take that seriously. And ask God to show you where are the areas where you spend money unnecessarily.